Albany Mayor Kathy Sheehan pegs the city's estimated uninsured population under 65 at just about 10%, but there are more statistics that merit consideration.
We have not yet seen the race and ethnicity of the applicants and enrollees to date, and we're really urging the state to release that data. But we strongly suspect that people of color and people whose first language may not be English are probably lower in numbers in enrollment than for the population in general. And so outreach is going to be very important.
Albany County Sheriff Craig Apple is on board with that. He's taking the cost of jail inmate health care out of taxpayers' wallets and into Obamacare, free for the incarcerated who enroll behind bars, and they can take it with them when they're released. Apple tells News Channel 13 more than 50 inmates have already signed up and more than 400 are eligible.
Last year, we spent well over $100,000 to $200,000 just ourselves, the county, in paying AMC to take care of our inmates. Our private vendor paid another $500,000 to $600,000 to AMC to take care of the inmates.
Troy Mayor Lou Rosamilia urges everyone to hop online and register.
Make sure you are aware of the opportunities that are there for you so that you can be part of this Affordable Care Act.
Even the First Lady is concerned. Michelle Obama was in New York City Thursday night for an appearance on Jimmy Fallon's New Tonight Show.
Thanks to the Affordable Care Act, young people can stay on their parents' insurance until they're 26. But once they hit 26, they're on their own. And a lot of young people think they're invincible. But the truth is, young people are knuckleheads, you know? They're the ones who are cooking for the first time and slice their finger open. They're dancing on the bar stool.
Accidental injuries aside, the bigger question looming is what effect Obamacare will have on the capital region. Livability.com has just named Albany a top 10 city for affordable health care in 2014. They say Albany offers some relief with the right prescription of low health care spending, good access to hospitals, doctors, and other providers, plus an excellent quality of life. Livability's Matt Carmichael.
I think it's early to say if the Affordable Health Care Act will impact Albany's ranking. I think it's likely that it will, but I'm not sure if that will help or hurt it in the end. Yes, there have been horror stories coming out of the Affordable Health Care Act, but there have also been a lot of success stories.
Schenectady Mayor Gary McCarthy fully supports the Affordable Care Act.
There's some people who still don't like that, who still are trying to put out disinformation, create negative connotations to it, but it is an opportunity to provide coverage for individuals that did not have that before.
Congressman Paul Tonko, a Democrat from the 20th District, says the numbers in New York are encouraging.
745,000 have completed applications, another 456,000 within that universe have enrolled, and 44,000 had enrolled last week.
The state enrollment goal is 1.1 million enrollees in 3 years. Citizen Action says that leaves more than 2 million still without insurance. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.